Hello and welcome to the RPA Rookies podcast. In this episode, we are going to understand why should you choose RPA as your career. So before getting started, let's quickly understand what is RPA. RPA, also known as Robotic Process Automation. Now, please don't get yourself confused with the word robotic, because this does not mean anything related to hardware or using Arduino or Raspberry Pi, but it is completely based on software. Robotic process automation is a technology that is used to automate the processes within an organization. Now, processes can be multiple processes which are being performed manually within an organization. For example, downloading a report from a portal, performing some data massaging, and then sending the final output file via email. Now, this kind of processes are automated within the organization. Now, coming back to the point that why should you choose RPA as your career? So, the very first point is, in the past 1 year, we have seen the COVID has made many things difficult for the organization. So, each and every organization is taking their step towards digital transformation and automating their process. Now, that is being done with the help of RPA technology. There are many different tools within this particular technology. Mainly, there are UiPath, Automation Anywhere, Blue Prism. Also, there are many other tools that you can learn and automate the business processes, but these three of them are the leading ones. Now, the very first reason of choosing it as your career is because in the past 1 year, the demand of RPA developers, solution architect, business analyst has increased a lot. Many organizations are recruiting RPA developers to automate their business processes and also to train them as well, because it is like bringing the revolution within their processes that are being currently performed within the organization. It not only saves cost within the organization, but it also keeps the organization updated with the latest technology. So that is one of the most important reason you should choose your RPA as your career, since it is one of the very important skill in demand right now in the industry. The second very reason is, not only RPA helps you automate the business processes, but also, let's say if you are interested in other technologies like AI, ML, or building APIs, working on C# application, there is a very high chance that you can integrate that within the RPA technology as well. So it makes the scope very much wider compared to using the technologies independently. RPA allows you to integrate your AI ML models, create more different console applications or other applications which can be easily automated using RPA. Since it is the highly demanding skill in the industry, many people, even though they are experienced, are taking the transformation towards RPA and learning about that particular technology. Now, if you are someone who is not a technical person or is not from a technical background and has very less knowledge into the IT topics, so most of the RPA platforms that we see, which are the leading ones that I named previously, are the low code platforms or no code platforms. So basically, let me explain you the term low code. That means this platform does not require too much of coding, and it helps you easily automate your business processes and also learn RPA. Now, this is very important point, since many times it might happen that many people do not choose a career because they either don't know programming languages like Python, C#, Java, or anything as such. But choosing RPA as a career is possible even if you are from a non-technical background or have very less knowledge into the IT industry. Now, this becomes a very important point for someone to choose RPA as a career. So I hope this episode helped you understand why should you choose RPA as your career. Please do share it with your friends, colleagues, and whoever needs to decide what career they should choose next after their engineering, or if they want to transform their career into a technology that is most demanding in the industry right now. Thank you for listening to the episode.